The Trump administration's decision to pull the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement has alarmed environmentalists and generally has a lot of people worried about the future of alternative energy and levels of pollution we may experience. It's in that environment that a brand new partnership is being unveiled today between ASU and the Center for Carbon Removal. The effort is being called an Initiative for a New Carbon Economy. Noah Deitch is executive director of the Center for Carbon Removal, and he is with us. Noah, the concept behind this is finding a way to redirect CO2 pollution into something productive. So what is the new carbon economy?
The new carbon economy is this idea that we can actually take what was once considered a pollutant, CO2 in the atmosphere, into a valuable resource that can actually fuel our economy. This is an idea that radically transforms how we think about climate change. It's not just how do we stop putting carbon into the air, but it adds this economic driver to it, which is how do we clean up the carbon that we've already put in the atmosphere and has stayed up there and turn that into all of the materials and fuels and other carbon-based products that already drive our lives today, but we get from fossil fuels, not from the sky.
How long has this been in the works?
So this is actually a fairly new initiative that the Center for Carbon Removal, in partnership with Arizona State University, is going to launch today. This has largely been neglected in the climate conversation to date. What we've seen is a big focus on how do we be more efficient with our energy? How do we switch to renewable resources? The usual conversations that come up around climate change. But this is a completely different way of thinking about the problem. It sees this as the greatest mine of resources that's ever existed is the CO2 that's in the air. Mm. We just have to figure out how to unlock the potential of solutions, both natural and technological, to pull that CO2 back out in an economically viable way and turn that into everything from our food to our fuels to even the clothes that we wear.
So tell me where that's practically viable at this point and where you hope it can be in a decade, two decades, whatever it is.
Right. So I would describe this as, back to the renewables analogy, similar to this field in the 80s or 90s, where the technologies exist, but the big problem is the markets are just too small for them today, and the costs are much higher than most markets are willing to pay. Mm-hmm. So what we are seeing these little niche markets gain traction are customers that are already paying for using CO2. Things like greenhouses that fertilize the plants that they grow with CO2 are great examples where relatively small customers, but willing to pay a premium to get a critical input for their production. And so what we need to do is translate those niche opportunities into larger and larger markets. And that requires a combination of technology innovation, policy that will support entrepreneurs and create clear and consistent markets for them to prosper, but also consumer demand, so that we want products that come from the sky, not from deep underground.
Does a mission like this, is it accepting of the fact that there are some people who will just want to use fossil fuels, they want to use certain cars that are a certain way, where the pollution that we have related to CO2, that there simply is going to be some of this always in the air, so this is an effective way of dealing with it. But other people might say, well, doesn't this sort of defeat the purpose? Why shouldn't we be focused more on making sure that people don't produce as much CO2?
It's not an either or in my book. This is like cleaning up the mess that we've made. We haven't invented a time machine, so we can't go back and stop emissions 10, 20, 50 years ago. We do have to clean up after that. And what we know is that the less we emit, the less we have to clean up. But it still doesn't mean that we can delay action to clean up until we've completely stopped emitting carbon. We have to do both. And the climate math is unforgiving in this, that we need all shots on goal that we can take. And it's no longer time to pick and choose. We just have to do everything to fix this problem in a way that creates strong, prosperous communities all around the world.
Is there a certain technology you can tell us about? Stuff that there is some promise to the progress there?
One was a commercial greenhouse in Switzerland last week turned on the first ever direct air capture machine. Literally a vacuum that sucks out CO2 directly from the air, pipes it into the greenhouse, and they've switched from using CO2 that came from a fossil source to CO2 that comes directly from the air. And this is something that was science fiction up until just a few weeks ago, really, in the commercial world, and now it's a reality. And I think the making these technologies that seem like science fiction into a reality is really inspiring, and we see people taking action.
One item that grabbed a ton of headlines worldwide was the Trump administration's determination to pull the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement. How could that potentially affect the new carbon economy we're talking about?
It's uncertain how it will affect it, but it's certainly disappointing to see. The U.S. has been a great advocate for transparency and has been a real supporter of other countries ramping up their climate ambition. Mm-hmm. And with them not at the table, that's a voice that will be sorely missed. And it will be important to figure out how we can accelerate action. But Paris has always been a starting point, not a finish line. And what we need to do is figure out how to get more and more climate solutions on the table and figure out how to accelerate action. And this is where I think there's a big opportunity for the new carbon economy. The idea of pulling carbon out of the air as a carbon solution isn't something that's in the Paris Agreement in any formal way. And so by figuring out how to take these ideas and concepts and turn them into real projects, real growing industries, it creates a way for us to take what was falling short of the ambition outlined in the Paris Agreement and really ramping up what we do to make that spirit and that goal a reality as quickly as we need to.
Noah Deitch is executive director of the Center for Carbon Removal. He's in the Valley to announce a partnership with ASU on the New Carbon Economy Initiative.